Earth, sky.
There's an enormous amount still to learn about the other planets in our solar system. That's according to astronomer Steve Squires.
Each time we send a mission, it makes new discoveries that raise new questions.
Squires is lead scientist of the ongoing Mars Exploration Rover mission, whose two tiny wheeled robots have beamed back hundreds of thousands of images from the surface of Mars. Dr. Squires led a committee for the U.S. National Research Council that in 2011 released a report on the future of space missions to the nearby planets in our solar system.
We recommend continuing NASA's program of what are called discovery missions. Those are their smaller, less expensive missions that have done things like discover ice at the poles of the moons and impact into a comet.
A good example of a smaller, scrappier mission, said Squires, is the MESSENGER mission, which in 2011 became the first spacecraft to orbit the planet Mercury. One of the next big missions recommended by Squires and colleagues is the Mars Sample Return mission, expected to launch in 2018.
What we're hoping to do with the Mars Sample Return mission is bring back rocks, get them into the best laboratories on Earth, and you're looking for evidence of the building blocks of life, maybe evidence of former life itself in those kinds of sediments.
Another big NASA mission ahead in 2020 is an orbiter to Jupiter's moon Europa, which might have an ocean of liquid water on it beneath a cover of ice. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.